We're back now with Manchester by the Sea Chief, Police Chief Todd Fitzgerald. Chief, welcome back. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Doing well, all things considered. We're in the middle of fall. We haven't talked, I think, since summer. And maybe a quick thumbnail, Chief, on how summer went, because you had originally changed your staffing, and then you went back to normal staffing. And I haven't read anything bad coming out of Manchester by the Sea.
Well, as we know, the typical summer here in Manchester by the Sea was not the average summer. We had no parade, no fireworks, COVID keeping a damper on a lot of our community policing events. But, you know, as you know, we were able to participate in a few small type of things, and one of them was Coffee with a Cop, which was National Coffee with a Cop Day last week, which was well attended and hosted by the Laughing Gull down in on Summer Street in Manchester. And our school resource officer was able to put together a summer series for our local students, and that was well attended by the elementary age students and their parents, and, you know, with the help of all the local downtown restaurants. So we did it once a week, and we picked a different restaurant each week, and they supplied some appetizers and with some good conversation.
Sounds good. And I think given the way things are going right now, and with education, political climate, and so on, it's more and more communities are reaching the youngsters. They're reaching out to the youngsters and working with them, and I assume that's the same thing in your town?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, our school resource officer started last year about this time, and, you know, her season or school year was cut short. But I can't tell you the relationships and the positive impact she's made on some of the students here in town.
Tremendous. What has the impact been of COVID this summer and into the fall, if any, Chief? I know, obviously, you know, the precautions that everyone takes, but in general, how is life?
Life is really good. Our staff remains healthy. The fire department staff remains healthy. One thing I did notice over the summer, I just did a rundown on all our calls for service, and our calls for service are down about a thousand. But I think that's because of less people coming in and out of town. You know, people mm-hmm. staying home, staying in their local areas.
Yeah, and I know that with service calls in terms of buying appliances and so on, people are a little nervous about having people come into their homes, and people who work are a little nervous about going into people's homes. But as police officers, you don't really have any choice.
No, we don't have any choice, and we're prepared. We have all the proper PPE. We're fully stocked in case there's ever another spike, but our guys are well-trained and know how to handle the situation.
Excellent, excellent. Well, what about the reopening of schools? How has that worked out?
So far, so good. Like I said, our school resource officer's back in the school. She's working there full-time since September 11th, but has really been no issues on our end so far.
All right. I'm looking for some kind of a special mask to wear, because I think we're going to get trick-or-treaters this year. And I don't know how that – I live in Gloucester, and I know there are some guidelines out in Gloucester, but it looks like kids are going to be able to – they're not going to be discouraged from trick-or-treating. What's it going to be like in Manchester by the Sea? What's going on there?
Well, we've discussed trick-or-treating in your own neighborhood. Normally, we would shut down the village area, and it'd be a lot of people congregating in that area, which is basically the center of town. So we're not going to shut down any roads, just as we want to encourage people to trick-or-treat in their own area. People will be leaving candy out on a table in their driveway for parents and their children to come by and do their normal thing.
Oh, that's a good idea. We've done that when we've had to go out with our little kids. We've left candy outside and in big bowls and stuff. I had one other question, and it kind of slipped my mind. I just want to know: is there anything else that you'd like to mention about what's happening?
I know one other thing I just popped into my head. October 24th from 10 to 2 is National Drug Take-Back Day, so anyone who has any prescription drugs that they don't need anymore, behind the, it'd be like a drive-by type of thing, and they can drive behind the police station and by the garage, and we'll have a drop-off site.
Oh, okay.
If anyone wants a drop-off.
Excellent.
So we can dispose of them, the correct way.
All right, we'll get that up there. I know what it was in our pregame warm-up here. We talked about restaurants. Now that we're transitioning into the colder months, Chief, do you have any idea what the changes might be like? Because everybody has been dining outside. Well, most people have been dining outside.
Oh, I just was on a meeting a little while ago, but I believe the outside dining has been extended to December 1st, and I know some places have tents, but I think the real issue is the heating systems and the permitting of the any type of heating inside those tents. So we'll see what happens, but I know outside dining is going to be allowed through at least December 1st.
That's awesome. Chief, thank you once again so much for taking the time, and I'll check in with you in the not-too-distant future.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Chief. Take care.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. That is Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Chief Todd Fitzgerald. This is MSO News Sports.